listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to my couch, as you always are, every Friday at this time on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station. That's 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time out here in the U.S. West Coast. Beautiful city of Los Angeles. It's your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. And I'm having a free-for-all Friday today, which means that I'm answering a lot of listeners' questions who wrote me on my website and said, hey, I want to help, I need help with this stuff. So that's cool, and I'm doing that, and I shall do that. So what I'd like to tell you is that if you would like to email me, if you have questions or, issues or would like to express an opinion about some of the suggestions I've made to people or someone's issue, help them out, you can find me at Dr. Michelle Therapy, drmichelletherapy.com. There's two L's in that, by the way. Also, where you can write me and link on from my website is docmichelle, docmichelle at AOL.com. And that's where I take a lot of your stuff and I just kind of go through it and I say, hey, I'll help you out on the air. Is that cool? And then when you agree to do that, it's all good. And we'll go for it from there. If you'd like to call in, you can do so as well. You have a live airtime here with me, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. That's a Los Angeles area code, in case you're wondering. Just let me know what's going on with you. By the way, this is advice, suggestions, ideas. You and I don't have a therapeutic relationship, per se. But, maybe it'll help you out a lot. And that's what we do here on LA Talk Radio, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. So on this free-for-all Friday, I have so many different kinds of mostly relationship questions, as I do. And I picked a group of questions that were diverse, so we can mix it up a little bit. And if you have suggestions or ideas as to help some people, do call me live. Give your suggestions, and you can help out our listeners as well. So love to have you come aboard here. We all have ideas, we all have suggestions, we all have our opinions. No matter what they are welcome here. But I get to hang up on you if I don't like it. Yeah. Anyway, I usually don't do that. Just to give you a heads up. I don't do that. I'm pretty cool about listeners calling in and saying what they feel. All right, let's get started. This is from Miss M, as she says. Miss M. Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm a married woman. I get along well with my husband and I love him. But I recently started a new relationship with someone closer to my age. After a 10-year friendship. He's also married. Neither he nor I wish to break up or damage our marriages. Our problem is that in spite of the ground rules we've set, we still get upset at the thought of the other being back in their normal relationship when we're apart, especially the thought of us having sex with our husbands or wives. We believe that our new loving relationship adds real value to our lives, but wish we could compartmentalize the relationships so that we can enjoy our times together without all the dark thoughts about what happens when we're apart. What should I do? How can we resolve this? Thanks, Miss M. Okay, so let me put it in simple terms here. Okay, both of you are being unfaithful to your long-term partners or spouses, but both of you guys are disturbed by the thought of the sex, which happens at home. Right? Am I getting that right? Okay. It's common, but really, what do you guys expect? Come on now. Now, human beings are possessive creatures, especially where love and sex are concerned. So when we're deeply attached to somebody, we don't relish the thought of them having sex or enjoying a great relationship for that matter. You know, yucking it up and hugging and kissing and just having fun, even if they aren't having sex with somebody else. We don't relish the thought if we really are attached to someone. So you're going to find it very hard to go against the inbred history in people's brains of hundreds of thousands of years of evolution. You know? We bond. We're possessive. You guys are hypocritical. Both of you know about the other's long-term partner, but I imagine that your husband and your lover's wife don't know about your affair, right? So there's a lot of strain in this secrecy. So let me ask you this. How will each or either of you feel if your husband or his wife finds out? How would you feel about that? How would you feel if they strayed themselves? How would you feel about that? You're having an affair. Your husband finds out. He goes out and says, you know what? I'm going to go out and have a little fling myself. Got to think about how you would feel. Put yourself into his position. You know? So there's dangers. I mean, it's secrecy. You guys are lying. You're cheating on your spouse. You know, either leave your spouse and just have this relationship. Move on. Because you know, they're probably going to find out. I don't know why people play this so close. They're going to, usually you get found out. You slip up. Something happens. And I'm not saying that if you don't slip up or something doesn't happen, that it's cool to keep on going with an affair. No, I'm not saying that. Usually people get caught. You guys are so determined, though, to have this relationship. And I get that you see it as fulfilling. I get that you see it as mature or sophisticated, sexy. You're getting turned on. It's lots of fun. But you know what? Honestly, at the end of the day, I honestly think it will bring you more anxiety and upset than it will pleasure. Okay? I think it's going to be unlikely that you will be able to, as you put it, compartmentalize it. I'd like to just put my husband in a little, and his wife in a little thing, and I don't want to think about him. I want to compartmentalize and not have thoughts when I'm with my lover of him having an affair with his wife, or having sex with his wife, rather. What? You know, in a way, it's good that you can't compartmentalize it, because you actually do have feelings and are caring, you know, for him. This is not just a sex thing. I'm going to be cold and I don't care what he does, but I'm just going to have an affair with him and he can go out and do whatever he wants. But no, you're not going to be able to lower the stress or you push these thoughts away as much as you'd like to. You know, they're going to be there. As long as he stays with his wife and you stay with your husband, and he's jealous of you having an affair, having sex with your husband, he's going to not like it. You're not going to like it. So do one of two things. Just decide that it's going to be okay with you and he's going to have sex with his wife, or whoever else he may be having sex with, by the way. No offense, but hey, if he's doing it with you, he could be doing it with somebody else too, because it's okay with him. Now, it sounds to me like you're pretty set with this one guy who you're having an affair with outside of your marriage. But you know what? Either make a decision. Get with this guy, stay with him, make sure he wants to do that with you, or feel these uncomfortable feelings. They're going to be there. You know, I would say lose the affair and try to make it work with your husband. That's what I say. It just always works out better that way. If your husband is so undesirable, this guy you say, what, 10-year friendship, and he's younger than your husband? Okay. Try to spice up your sex life with your husband a little bit. Make it work. You love him so much, you want to stay with him? Make that work. Stop sneaking around. Bad karma. Stress will eat you up, too. No? Outside of those moments you're with this guy you're having an affair with, which are exciting and fun and sexual and all that, outside of those moments, this stuff's eating you up. Whether you know it or not consciously, it's making you sicker. You got to make some changes. I mean, hell, you wrote to me, so you're having a rough time. And yes, there is judgment. Sorry. Usually Dr. Michelle says, there's no judgment here. I understand. Well, I do understand that it's really exciting and you care for this guy and all that, but you need to be honest and truthful with the person you've committed to. Really a good idea. Makes your life a lot simpler. Simple is good. All right? So you're not going to be able to compartmentalize it, I don't think. There's no way that I can really say that you're going to be able to ever say, it's cool, as much as you try to. It's cool for him. I'm not even thinking about him having sex with his wife. It's cool. Not going to happen. You're always going to think about it as long as you have this affair with this guy and you care enough. Okay? All right. This is Dr. Michelle with you, and we are doing a free-for-all Friday on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to internet talk station here. And you're on the couch with me, as you always are, at this time on Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time. And I have a lot of emails that I'm going to get to today, mostly dealing with relationships. Infidelity, like Miss M, who I just discussed. Uncertainty about sexual orientation. I have a great email about online sex, online dating. One night stands. How can my husband and I get it together to have more sex? Kind of questions like that, which are great. And hopefully I can help you with these things. And by the way, the emails that I'm answering today were written to me at docmichelle@AOL.com. D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And if you'd like to call and, you know, comment on what I've said or call about, you know, an issue that you may be having yourself, go ahead. It's cool. We have an open line here, 323-203-0815. But I will be focusing on emails. So let's rock. Let's do it. Dear Dr. Michelle, I've been married for 8 years. But about 6 months ago, my husband left home. I'm sorry to hear that. He told me that he was unhappy, even though he tried to make it work. He called me last week and told me the truth. He said he was having an affair with another man. He said that he has not been with the man now for 3 months, but has been living alone. I've asked him to come home and make our marriage work, but he says he's confused and won't return yet. He also says that this is the only man he's ever had sex with, and that he's totally finished with him. What do I do? I'm so confused. And this is from Carrie. Okay. You know, this is a tough one because I've heard this before. I've had situations like this before, and some married men just kind of play or put it out there, play away, as we call it, with other men. They just want to see, they want to experiment. Sometimes this happens and sometimes this breaks up the marriage, but sometimes it doesn't. It's probably true that your husband is very confused about his sexuality. You know, whether, and I'm talking about, does he know if he's straight or gay or bi or whatever? He's confused. And I think much now depends on whether your husband always kind of had a thing for gay sex, that maybe he was ashamed to come out. I mean, you guys were married for 8 years, right? Maybe he just got married for the sake of convention. Now, I'm sure that for 8 years, you had sex off and on, right? You were married. And I don't know whether he's predominantly straight and just had a gay fling or whatever. But it sounds to me more like the latter. And you don't talk about, you know, difficulties in your marriage before this. So it doesn't sound as if he was living a lie. In other words, cheating on you with men. It sounds like pretty much you guys were married for 8 years and together for 8 years. And then all of a sudden he left and said he was unhappy. So it's interesting to me that he's chosen to be alone or by himself. It's probably good. I'm not sure if he is by himself, though, honestly. He may continually be experimenting with other men. He may have left this guy, but maybe he's dating other guys just to get out there and sow his wild oats with, you know, a yearning that he's always had. Now, he could be really distressed. I mean, being married and hiding this yearning for 8 years and then just, I can't do this, I'm not happy, and then leaving. The guy's distressed and sad. And just changing your environment, moving out, is not going to make you happy, per se. You know, the temporary flings with other gay men, that'll, you know, defocus and sort of fulfill what he needs to fulfill, I guess. But it sounds like he's really, you know, in need of support. If he's confused about his sexual orientation, if he's confused because he was married for 8 years and it was okay to have sex with you, but now he would try to check out men. But more importantly, that being said, he's doing what he wanted to do. That was his choice. There's nothing you could do, you know, begging or pleading or when someone's made up their mind that they want to experiment sexually, that it's pretty much there. And he moves out, okay. But you need somebody to talk to. Don't worry about him. You put it out there. You've said that you want to make it work. You've let him know you're a wonderful person. You're available. You're there, apparently. But you need someone to talk to. You need to call a specialist who works in relationships and sit and tell someone your feelings. Tell them about your relationship, your marital relationship. Maybe you'll find out about signs that you ignored. You don't say here whether you have kids or not. Okay, and that's fine, whatever. But you don't talk about, you know, what things that may have led to this or anything. You just say after 8 years he decided he wasn't happy and left. But what I'm saying is if you have therapy, you're going to learn more about yourself and maybe some of the things that you chose to ignore in the relationship. Sometimes when we have problems with significant others, spouses, long-terms, whatever, and they're not happy, and all of a sudden they say, I need to go move out, or I need to do something else. We're shocked, but when we really get with someone who can help us, we look back at all the little signs and things that were said and the actions that were taken by our partners that really did indicate that they were thinking about leaving or unhappy that we chose to ignore, and that's human nature. We choose to ignore things that are uncomfortable or may not be, you know, the best of thoughts sometimes, just to keep the relationship together. That's a coping mechanism. That's how we survive. But what I'm saying to you is try to get somebody to talk to, Carrie. If you have family or friends, supportive people around you, who you trust, you sit down and chat with them. Express your feelings. I really enjoy the way that you say I need to allow him to find out what he wants, but you're suffering greatly. So find out what you need and what you want. I know you want the marriage, but you need to gather some downtime for you and think about what you really want. I mean, if he decided to come back to you, would you be harboring this feeling within yourself? Oh, he cheated on me with a guy. Or he may be bisexual. Or he actually may be gay. And is always kind of looking for another guy. That may be the case, and that may be what you are thinking when he comes back into the home if he decides to do so. So you need to talk to somebody. Think about these things I said, and I know it's difficult, and I feel really, really difficult I mean, I feel sad, and I know it's a difficult situation. I feel sad that you're dealing with this, Carrie. Do see somebody to talk to. There is a lot of support out there, and there are really good empathetic relationship therapists. So, anyway, let's see here. Also, by the way, let me just add a side note, Carrie. If you might suggest, and you sound like a loving, caring person, to your husband who left, that he get some kind of support as well, and he talk to someone to help figure out his confusion, okay? All right. All righty. By the way, if you want to email me, we're doing a free-for-all Friday, as we are many times, where I take your emails or calls, and I help you out with some of your issues and problems. And you can find me at docmichelle@AOL.com. Just if you have a question or an issue or even a comment about some of my listeners' issues that you would like to give and help out with, I'd love to hear from you. That would be cool. All righty, we're moving on. Okay. I have a lot of women here today who wrote me. There are some guys in here, but there's a lot of women with issues. So, all righty. This is from Laura. She says, "Dear Doc, my husband recently discovered, that I was having an affair with an ex-colleague who was also married within our business. This affair has lasted for over 3.5 years. Ooh, I had daily contact with this person, and we saw each other when we could, although it was less and less this past year. I truly loved him and know that I do love my husband, too. But now that this is all out in the open, I've not been able to have any contact whatsoever with my ex-lover because, number one, I promised my husband that I wouldn't. He said he'd leave me for good. However, there are so many unanswered questions in my head that I feel that I will go crazy if they are not answered. I need to finally move on and concentrate only on rebuilding my marriage. One thing that's really bothering me and I need to know about is I was told that my lover was having another relationship with someone else at the same time as me. Wow, that's something new and different. I just need to know what, when, why, and to hear it only from him. Our sexual relationship was fantastic. The best I ever knew. I believe that the one last contact will be all I need just to understand and for him to understand. All right, we've both made our choices to stay in our marriages. He's made no attempt to contact me. In particular, he said, for the sake of the children. All right, my son is 6 and my ex-lover has 3 children, aged 9, 12, and 16. I'm fed up with my girlfriends who I talk to who say just pretend he's dead because it's all over and there's no point in thinking about it. But it's making me incredibly isolated, depressed, and irrational. I feel I may do something stupid and lose everything. I don't know what that means. Are you going to hurt yourself? Or do you mean you're going to do something stupid and run to this man and go find him and spill your heart out and say, I need you? Are you going to do that kind of crazy thing? I don't know. I don't know. If you say you're going to hurt yourself, you need to go see a specialist right away if you're that depressed, honey. I'm sorry to hear about your pain. It's a sad place. It's a tough place to be. But I've got to tell you this right now. The line that you're taking is totally wrong. Why are you torturing yourself mentally? Rather, than realizing you need rest. You need peace. You need therapy. And please forget the idea of, if I just have one last contact with this guy, we get this idea. One last meeting will put everything right. Well, that's not true. Why should it? It doesn't usually happen. There's always unresolved stuff. No matter how much you get or hear from him, it's still going to be unresolved within you because you still deeply care and you're worried. Was he having an affair? Why do you need to know this? He was having an affair with you. Why wouldn't he have an affair with someone else while he was having an affair with you on his wife? Did you think you're the only one? Probably not. I'm just saying. Yeah. So, here we go, Laura. What you need to do is concentrate on the fact that your mental health is seriously at risk. You've got to protect yourself. I don't know what you're talking about. You may do something stupid and lose everything. I guess that means you'd be running back to the guy. Or whatever. Go out to his face, find him somewhere, and confront him. Did you have an affair with someone else when I was having an affair with you? Okay. You've got to take care of your health. You've got to chill out on this. You got to change your thoughts. You're obsessed with this. It doesn't matter now. You're not with him. You're not with him. You've chosen to go back with your husband. You promised your husband you wouldn't contact him. Get working on your relationship with your husband. Get down on your knees and apologize and move on and make your relationship work. Maybe you go into marital therapy with your husband as to why you cheated on him. You might get some medical treatment. If you're this depressed, isolated, irrational, go to your general practitioner. Talk to him. Maybe he'll refer you to a specialist. You know, face-to-face time with a therapist who specializes in marital problems is the best. You know, meeting again with your old boyfriend who you had an affair with is not going to solve the problem. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off a wound that's, you know, not even healed yet and starting the bleeding all over again. You don't do that. You know, I know you want to believe that he wasn't having an affair with this girl on somebody else, on you. You want to believe your relationship with him was perfect and unique and special and all that stuff. And maybe you want to think this because you want to justify in your mind why you had an affair. It was perfect. He was wonderful. He was beautiful. You know, we all build people. Sometimes we justify why we have an affair. We need to find that justification. Okay, but you may never find out. And even if he did do this, which is entirely possible, does it alter the fact that you chose to have an affair? You chose? And now you're trying to rebuild your marriage? Not really. You know, this is the kind of thing you need to get out of your system by talking to a professional relationship, a therapist, a psychologist, counselor, whatever works for you. You need to talk and get it out and get it out and get it out until you're finally burnt out on it. And I'll tell you one thing, the therapist or the counselor is going to say, work on your relationship with your husband. Why are you perseverating on this guy? What is it about your self-esteem that you need to keep spinning on whether he was having an affair with someone else? Because he's untrustworthy? Show you right he's untrustworthy. You are. You were. Come on now. Both of you were. Of course he's untrustworthy. What the hell? Give me a break. Stop it. Whether he was or wasn't doesn't matter. You enjoyed it. Well, it was a fling. It was great, groovy and all that, but you decided to stay with your husband. Stay with your husband and work it out. Get off this what he was doing. The guy who you were having an affair with, was he with somebody else? He may have been with three other women. He might have been. So get off it. You're driving yourself crazy. Maybe get some antidepressants or something. I'm not a big medication fan, really. I don't advocate that. I really don't. But what I'm saying is get some sleep. Start taking care of yourself. Get some exercise. Start eating well. Work on your marriage with your husband. Pull yourself back together and use some thought therapy. You with a relationship specialist who can, you know, work with some of these ruminations you're having about, what was this other guy doing that I was having? Do some cognitive behavioral therapy. Do some thought stopping if you're obsessed. Take care of yourself, girl. Don't beat yourself up anymore. You've done that. Sounds like it. Stop defocusing on this other person and work on you and your husband. All right, this is Dr. Michelle with you, and you are on the couch with me, as you always are, at this time on Fridays here on LA Talk Radio. And if you'd like to email me, as all of my listeners did, who I'm sharing their letters with you today, you can find me at docmichelle@AOL.com, D-O-C, Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com. And I try to give you advice, help you out, suggestions, things like that. You and I don't have a therapeutic relationship per se. These are just some suggestions, things I think about, things I've learned, things I've heard. You get to choose whatever you want to do. But since you've reached out to me and I've responded to you and said, okay, let's do this on the air, and you've agreed, that's what I'm doing. And also, listeners, by the way, you can respond to helping some of these other people out. You can, you know, share your ideas and thoughts. I welcome them at docmichelle@AOL.com. If you'd like to give advice, come on down. Love to hear from you. Okay, we got a lot of affair stuff here today. My goodness. Okay. Let's see here. Let's move on. There's a lot of women I'm looking at here today. A lot of women are having trouble. All right. Dear Dr. Michelle, I am a 22-year-old single woman. I suspect my boyfriend is having an affair with his ex-girlfriend. When I confronted him, he denied it and said he was head over heels in love with me, and then he wants us to stay together. He had a baby with her some years ago, but she now lives about 8 hours away. He has been going on road trips more often for the last couple of months, which last about 2 to 3 days. I can clearly understand that this woman will be in his life forever, as she is the mother of his child. I don't object to him calling or visiting her, as long as their relationship remains platonic, which he has also sworn it is. The problem is that while I was cleaning up our room the other day, I always love these when I was cleaning up the room things, I came across a letter, which was addressed to the mother of his baby. It told all of the wonderful feelings he has for her and how much he wants to stay with her for the rest of his life, as she represents, quote, all a woman can ever be to a man. On further inspection, I noticed that the letter was dated a year ago. That made me feel relieved. The problem is that he signed the letter to her from your darling husband, who will love her forever and eternal. Okay. He didn't tell me that he was married to her, and to this day he insists she is only an ex-girlfriend. We have agreed to share all, tell all, and have no secrets to each other. I'm so unsure of whether to stay with this man or not. Oh, dear. I think I've become a pawn in his life only to be used for sex, food, and cleaning up. We don't go out together anymore, but he has the time to meet his male friends at night and go on these so-called road trips. Please help me in confronting this problem. I loved him once, but now I'm just unsure of how to view him in my life. All right. And this is from Tammy. And I appreciate you writing me, Tammy. This is a tough one. Wow. I hate these emails that I get where women are, you know, just sort of going online, or they, yeah, we're curious, we're with our man, and we pick up, they left their cell phone, and they don't have it locked, and we start looking at some of the texts, and we see things that are not really pleasant, where they're talking to another woman or saying things. It sounds to me like you guys haven't done anything in a long time. You pick up after him, you have sex, and he goes out a lot. I don't know if you guys really have a relationship that's going anywhere. So it seems to me the first thing you need to do is really to sort out whether this guy's really married to this woman or his previous lover or whatever. You just got to ask him about it again. And what you might do is even check with the authorities to see if there's a marriage certificate. Somehow you can find out about that, because you guys are in big trouble. He's so not being honest with you. I mean, here's a blatant letter. I hope you showed it to him and say, what's up with this? What? Tell me the truth. Show him the letter. Were you snooping around? Is that what you're afraid of, is that he's going to bust you because you were snooping around? Well, you know what? You kind of started snooping around because he's never there. And you're really young too, honey. I think the relationship's in big trouble, and you know, what I noticed is that he's not really good at relationships here, because you're only 22, and he's lying, probably. Your dearest husband, he's married. Come on now. Or I don't know if he's been divorced, or I don't know what is going on. You need to ask him. You need to show him the letter. So you were snooping around. So what? He needs to come clean with you. If he puts it on you and starts screaming and yelling, getting upset with you because you were snooping around and blames it on you, you don't need to be with this guy at all. Done. You know? Do you think you should tie yourself to a guy who treats you with less than the care and love that you deserve? He sounds mixed up. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to help him. You know, and I think you should be getting more fun from your life. You're only 22, honey. Why don't you also concentrate on building your own self-esteem? That's so important. You're noticing that you're feeling like you're being used. Yeah, good for you that you've got a heads up on that right now. If you get more self-esteem and really realize what you deserve, you're going to stop allowing him to treat you like this. See, if you increase your own sense of self-worth, you're going to gain emotional strength. And this will help you to expect and to get more either from this relationship or walk away from it. And then in the future, know what you want out of a relationship and see the signs. You see? All relationships have a certain amount of compromise. It requires compromise to have a decent relationship. But what you're dealing with goes far beyond the usual problems that guys and ladies have as they adjust to each other. There's far beyond. Okay. It does, just because he's not treating you with care doesn't mean that you should stop caring for yourself. Sometimes we just, you know, reflect, how am I being treated by others? Then I'm not good enough. Oh, he's cheating on me. He's lying to me. He's not wonderful to me. He's not here to me. I must not be good enough. No. You can't change his behavior. If he's been lying to you all this time, who knows what else he's been lying to you about? But you can change yourself. You can change your behavior. Get somebody to talk to. I don't mean to sound like a parrot on this, but you need some kind of support system, whether you have girlfriends who are sensible. I'm going to say, wait a minute, girl. You need some self-esteem training. Get with a person who specializes in helping people build their self-esteem. You need to get it straight with this guy. Go into a counselor together. Bring the letter. No secrets here. We don't have any secrets here. Come on now. We have a relationship. He says he loves me more than anything. But he says he's married, he's not married, and then I find a letter that says your dearest husband to this other woman. What? That's crazy. Go sit down with somebody. You know? Get the answers you need. You're too young to be tied down with someone who's lying to you like this. Take care of yourself, girl. Get some more self-esteem. Okay, this is Dr. Michelle with you, and I hope I helped. You can email, if you'd like, docmichelle@aol.com. And, you know, also give a solution to help a lot of my listeners out, if you'd like, here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. If you hear something and it really moves you, you want to respond and help a listener who wrote me, go for it. I'd love to hear from you. All righty. And if you have, of course, your own questions, needs, concerns, thoughts, you can find me there as well. If you want to call in and comment, we do have some open lines right now, 323-203-0815. Today is Free for All Friday, which means I really focus on a lot of listeners' emails. I try to answer your emails over the air to help you out. So let's keep rocking. All right. This is from another woman. All right, here we go. Dear Dr. Michelle, my partner, a male, has become addicted to sexual chat rooms and has secretly opened email accounts to continue online relationships. I always find out. He understands that this hurts me and knows that it's ruining our relationship. He admits that he needs help, but he assures me that he never meets these other women And I'm trying to believe him because we are supposed to be getting married soon. Oh. He was a good man before all of this started. But where does he get help? Personally, I think that it would be really crazy to go ahead and marry this guy who's having these online affairs. I mean, you say, you know, he's not meeting anyone. How do you know? Do you know that for sure? Some people get off just hearing someone's voice or, you know, online or what. Do not marry a man who's having other affairs, whether they be online, over the phone, or, of course, in person. Do not do that. All right? Not a good idea. I think you need to think very carefully before you tie the knot with this guy. Okay? And you ask me, where does he get help from? Where? How can he get help? I don't think he wants help. I don't think he wants help. You know? And he may not even accept it. I don't think he really doesn't think he needs it. He thinks it's okay to do. And he's justified. I never meet the women. I don't know. Here's the thing. I frequently say to women that some indulgence, you know, some guys just do internet porn, okay? It's become the norm. It's just out there. You know, it gives guys a bit of excitement, visual stimulus, so they can have uncomplicated sex. I mean, they masturbate and they get quick relief and, you know, it's been going on forever. But not all women can live with this. Some can if the relationship is okay otherwise. If a guy's frustrated and he wants to go look at porn and have his man time in his man room, as I call it, and, you know, whatever, relieve some stress, okay, whatever works. But, you know, you're here with me and we have sex exclusively. That's okay. You know, now, I told you that story to tell you this one. Chat rooms are different, okay? They're not just about having a quick orgasm or getting off on a porn site, you know, for a guy. It's not, no. They're about liaisons. They're relationships of a sort. They really are, okay? So I think you should really think about whether you want to be married to a guy who is seeking any kind of a close relationship with other women before you're even married. You know? I don't think this is going to be making a happy future together. Again, guys look at porn online. Okay? Whatever. That happens. But this is a chat room. He's establishing relationships with other women. And he's getting married? I'm sorry, I just don't think this is what you want. Because if he's doing it now, of course he's going to do it after he's married. And it's really going to bother you. It's going to become a major problem. So how can he get help? No, you need to get help. You need to talk to somebody and really work this out and decide whether you want to be with somebody who does this. And if this is going to bother you so much, which it would me and most women, having relationships in chat rooms or whatever, even though he says he's not meeting them. You really need to work this out and give him an ultimatum. And then even if you do give him an ultimatum and he says, no, I won't ever do it again, you better be sure you can trust him and be okay and settled with that word that he gives you. Yeah, because if he's doing it this close to the time you guys are going to get married, you need to sit down with somebody and express your feelings and thoughts. Bring him into the mix. Talk about it. Again, even if he promises, I'll never do it again. You gonna know for sure? Pretty addicting, that stuff. Pretty addicting. Okay? So that's just my idea, honey. Take care of yourself. Where does he get help? No, you need to get help. He doesn't seem like he thinks he needs help. You need to get some help. You need to get some, you know, support. Okay. Alrighty. Here we go. This is Dr. Michelle with you on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to. 2 internet talk station, and we're having a free-for-all Friday where I'm reading a lot of your emails that you sent me, and I hope I'm helping you with relationships and, you know, personal issues, feelings, fears, whatever it may be. If you'd like to respond, you know, I invite you to also write me if you want to help some of the listeners out or have suggestions. DocMichelle@AOL.com is the place to do it. That's a D-O-C, Michelle with 2 L's at AOL.com. And I'm working with you here, trying to get some of these questions and things answered. So maybe I can help. And, you know, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. I need to say that right off the bat here. But I do try to give you some advice and suggestions along with some of the expertise and things I've seen in relationships for years and years and years. So let's move on. And do we have another woman? Aha! Here we go. We have an email actually from a guy, and this is from Joseph. All righty, dear Dr. Michelle, my wife works part-time. On her days off or after she finishes work in the afternoon, she receives calls from a married male friend of ours who lives down the road from us. She gets at least one call every day, sometimes two, except when I'm home. I've been checking her cell phone, and these calls are not coming from his home because he's a friend of ours, and I know the number. So it is either in coming from his cell or his work number. This has, to my knowledge, been going on for the last 4 weeks. I've noticed that she's been a bit distant towards me lately. Should I be worried? Should I be asking her about these calls? Should you be worried? I don't know. Should you be asking her about the calls? Yep. Uh-huh. I'm sorry this has been happening. I mean, you must feel really upset about it. It's very upsetting. Let's try to break it down. Let's break it down. First of all, something must have alerted you to some change in your home. Something must have, you know, your wife was being distant, as you put it. If it were for this something, there would have been no reason for you to be checking up on her, would there? Weren't there? Sometimes people are so insecure and jealous that they regularly check up on their partners. You know what I'm saying? They have these little paranoid fears because of their self-esteem issues or whatever. Or they have, you know, been cheated on in the past. I get that. And they're a little fearful, mistrust. But I don't know if this is true in your case. And I really want you to think about it, okay? When people are always checking up, sometimes the partner gets so fed up. And this is, I don't know, if you're always putting it out there to her and checking up on her and making her feel like you're always jealous or something, sometimes spouses give the other spouse something to really worry about. So they think they're being accused of infidelity, so they decide they might as well have a fling. I mean, I've seen it. I've heard it. So what else? If your wife's talking to this guy as often as you think, there must be a very good reason. Now, you got to ask your question to her very carefully. What's going on? You know, is he helping her with something? Is she worried about you? Is there something going on with the kids? Does he have friends, kids, who are friends with your kids? I don't know. Now, if you're feeling that the calls are entirely personal and close, then you have to make up your mind about how you're going to approach this. You know, a lot of spouses would avoid talking about this because they want it to go away. And sometimes it actually does because there's just an issue, like I said, coming up. But I get the feeling this is tearing you apart, and I don't think you're going to be able to go on as if nothing's happening. So take your wife out for an evening, go on a date, so you're both on neutral ground, and ask her what's going on. Say you've noticed that these calls are coming in. And if you want to save this marriage, you got to be understanding and calm, even though you don't feel it and you're freaking out. Be calm. Ask her open-ended questions. You know, I've been feeling and noticing something lately. You've been talking to Bob, or whatever his name is, a lot on the phone. Is there something going on? Are you talking to him about something with the kids? Is there something that I may be doing that you... What's going on? He's a friend of mine, too. He seems a lot closer to you, but, you know... Just ask her question. Watch her body language. See if she acts nervous. You see how you feel when you're talking to it. Be calm. You know? Just don't judge anything. Don't prejudge anything. Okay? You got to be open about it. Ask her calmly. I'm seeing this, and it's kind of freaking me out a little bit that you're talking to our neighbor down the street here, and a lot. He's calling you quite a bit, and I don't know. I'm feeling weird. I mean, yeah, I'm your husband, and I love you, and hey, I've got to admit it. I feel a little jealous. Should I be? Put it out there calmly. How's that? All right. I hope I helped. This is Dr. Michelle. It's just about time to wrap up. You've been on the couch with me, as you always are, Fridays at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here on the world's most listened to talk station, LA Talk Radio. Thanks for being here with me. If you want to email me, if you have any questions, relationships, issues, comments, you can find me at docmichelle@AOL.com. Nice to have you with me. Have a wonderful day. If you would like to download this, it's available on iTunes. And, of course, the downloads are all there with information on the content on the website here on LA Talk Radio. Do take care of yourself first so you can be great for other people. That's the way I play it. Gotta be well for you. Have a good day, and I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.